Hi, this is Karen Schomer, formerly of The Schomer Show. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Hi, I'm Jack Sensabar from Catskill, inviting you to listen to my show, Backtracks in Time, dedicated to the history of Greene County, its notable people and places, and the Hudson River. The fourth Tuesday of every month from 2 to 3 p.m., broadcasting live from WGXC's satellite studio at the Catskill Library. You'll hear interviews with local historians, longtime residents with stories to tell, and archival recorded material. So please join me for Backtracks in Time every fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM, your community radio station.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Healthcare Consortium, a rural health network dedicated to improving access to healthcare and supporting the health and well-being of the people in our rural community. Throughout 2018, the Healthcare Consortium will be celebrating 20 years of serving the residents of Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more about the Healthcare Consortium and its services, please visit www.columbiahealthnet.org or call 518-822-8820.
Tune in to the WGXC Monday Morning Show, presented to you by yours truly, Simon Says. Playing music as it is and reading news as it was. Every Monday, tune in.
Every Friday on WGXC from noon until 2, check out the Sugar Shack Jukebox featuring decades of funk, R&B, rock, pop, soul, and much more. That's every Friday on WGXC after the noon headlines until 2 p.m.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of WGXC or Wavefarm. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those exclusively of the guest and not of the WGXC host.
Good morning. You are listening to Jason Smith's Deplorable Radio Show for Sunday, November 11th, 2018. Jerry, what the what diamond is in the studio with me. What's going on, Jerry?
How's everybody doing today? Good morning.
Jerry, you know whose theme song I decided to open the show with this month?
I'm trying to think of it there. I've heard it before.
I know you've heard it before.
I know.
All right, well, think of what today is.
It's Veterans Day.
And think of what professional wrestler might go with Veterans Day.
Hulk Hogan.
This is not Hulk Hogan.
I know, but he's one of them. Let's see, there's Sergeant Slaughter.
There you go.
Sergeant Slaughter.
You
yeah,
got it.
I know.
Sergeant Slaughter's theme song to open the show. Happy Veterans Day, everybody.
Happy Veterans Day, everybody.
Are you a veteran?
No.
No, you didn't serve?
No. If I had served, this could be a lot worse than it is now.
Well, happy Veterans Day today for everyone out there who has served.
Yes, absolutely.
I tried digging through some people's profiles, former guests of the show, and the only one that I found that has served in the military is a good friend of the show, Dave Canyon. He's a U.S. Navy veteran.
Oh, yeah. I think he talked about that.
He may have, but I discovered that on his Facebook profile.
Wow.
So everybody give Dave Canyon a big thank you for his service.
Thank you, Dave Canyon. Thank you for you serving our country.
I know he would appreciate it if you go and find him on YouTube, search for Dave's Fit Life. That's his YouTube series.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he would appreciate all the new subscribers and viewers and whatever. So thank you, Dave Canyon, for your service. And
yes, thank you.
Thank you to any listeners out there and any previous guests of the show that I'm unaware of that are veterans. Thank you also.
Absolutely.
So no guest today. I booked a guest last minute. I booked Russ Davignon to come back. It would have been his third time on the show. Good friend of mine, good friend of the show. I booked him last minute, and then as I was promoting the show last night, he let me know that he forgot he had a prior commitment, so he is unable to make it. He said maybe next month. Next month, I'm not sure what we're doing.
I don't know.
It's December. I usually do a Christmas special. So
we're singing Christmas songs. Any request?
but we'll get them in sometime soon. I also gave you the homework assignment of trying to find a guest.
And I was almost successful. But again, I found the last minute that he couldn't make it because he's in the middle of as a matter of fact, he's a comedian, good friend of mine as well. He does different things with puppets, stuff like that. And he couldn't make it because he's getting an engagement with the church choir for Christmas. So he's booked up until after Christmas for that. So he said, be more happy coming after the first of the year to come on and, you know.
I'm looking forward to having Ed Smythe in here because
you'll love him.
Well, I've seen him perform once. He's an odd character. But the thing that I'm looking forward to is just interviewing somebody that I don't know personally. I don't know him.
No? Well, let me tell you, you'll love him. He's very down to earth. He's a funny guy. He's one of my good friends. He's helped me out a lot with my comedy career, so I owe a lot to him.
I did stop by the Low Beat one time, mm-hmm. and that's an open mic / competition?
No, this is open mic. They have a competition in around May. They do a competition in May.
Okay.
Every second and fourth Tuesday.
I stopped in one week, and there was a prize for the best set.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Blaze did that.
I think it was a T-shirt or something like that.
Yeah, they do that once a month.
And I went up. I had a decent set, but, I mean, I haven't performed in a while, so I wasn't in the running to win this night. It came down to two or three people, and it was going by audience applause, and for some reason, it was left on me to choose who was the winner because the audience applause was pretty even for all two or three of them. And Ed Smythe was the only one that I didn't know. I think it came down to you, Michael Gregg, and Ed Smythe.
Yes, yes.
And so since he was the only one I didn't know, I didn't want to give it to somebody who's a friend of mine. I'm sorry, Jerry.
You're welcome.
So I actually chose Ed Smythe as the winner of that T-shirt.
I did too.
Okay. So
I was not upset about that. I was very happy that he won because he's really good. He's funny. I love his set and the way he does with his sets and everything. He's very, very good.
Yes. So I mean, I only saw him that one time, and I thought he was just such an oddball. He uses props, if I remember correctly.
He does. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Seems like a weird, wacky, mad scientist type.
Yeah. Something like that. So, he's like, if you ever watch like Carol Burnett shows back in the day, They do improv. They do like dress up as different characters. They play different characters.
You're slightly older than I am.
I'm sorry. Good God. All right, let's do Saturday Night Live.
Okay, that used to be a good show.
What do you mean used to be? It still is.
Oh, stop it.
Good Lord.
Hasn't been good since the 80s.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, they do different characters to play different. And as Mike does, he's been doing a lot of that lately. He's been playing this caveman, bringing back the caveman years, stuff like that. And he's really funny. He's doing a skit on Jimmy Junk. He plays the character in Jimmy Junk. As a matter of fact, this summertime, I recorded a set down at Old Kenny's in Valencia. Mm-hmm. And we did a set outside because Old Kenny does car shows once a month in the summertime. And he has great ice cream, by the way, as well. But he also had an old truck out there. And I thought maybe Ed Smythe could use it as a prop for Jimmy Junk. And he did. And I recorded it. And I got it on my YouTube channel under Jerry Diamond, if you'd like to look it up. And he did really well with that. And so he's playing different characters. And he's really funny with that.
Okay. Well, hopefully we get them in sometime soon.
Absolutely.
In addition to Veterans Day, do you know what other national day it is today?
No, I don't.
It is National Sunday Day. That's S-U-N-D-A-E.
Really?
The ice cream.
Oh, kind of cold for that, don't you think?
I think so. I thought that was a little odd when I saw that was today in November, National Sunday Day. But I like Sundays. So.
I do, too. And I'm going to tell you something else, though. Speaking of that, whatever day they have, like last week, one day last week, they were doing National Sandwich Day. And there was a big debate about hot dogs. Okay?
Sandwich, yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Is hot dog considered a sandwich?
Yes.
Really? Because this other DJ was saying, no, it's not. It's a hot dog. It's just a hot. It's all by itself.
It's meat between bread. So, yes.
And another person said that, yeah, you could put hot dogs in between your breads. Or it goes to a bun, too, so it's got to be a sandwich. It goes into a bun, too, you know.
Right.
Hot dog bun. My grandfather used to slice the hot dogs in half after he fried them in a pan and then put them on the bread, and he put mustard on it and eat it, and it was crazy.
Let me ask you, do you consider it a sandwich?
Yes and no.
Yes and no?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Because hot dog can both be a sandwich, but it also can also be by itself. It's one of them kind of foods where it can be either or.
Okay. Well, I'll take your word for it because you are a professional hot dog vendor.
Correct? I love my hot dogs.
You do work in a convenience store in your day job, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so.
But
you guys sell hot dogs at this convenience store?
Well, in a package, we don't sell them as individuals.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No, I'm a legacy store. I'm like Mayberry.
Okay. I know some convenience stores.
But all the new ones, yes, they all have hot dog rollers and they sell hot dogs. Where my girl works in North Greenbush. Amanda, she's a food service leader, and she hot dog sandwiches, and she's a great cook. Oh, I've gained 20 pounds because of her, but anyway, she'll kill me later on for that.
So that's today. It's Veterans Day and National Sunday Day, and those are the only 2 days going on right now for November 11th, but I jotted down a few days coming up this week.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are food-based.
Yeah.
I don't know what that says about us as a nation, that our national days are mostly food-based, but tomorrow, this sounds made up, but it's not. Well, it's made up by somebody, but tomorrow is National Pizza with the Works Except Anchovies Day.
Really?
So whoever came up with that day.
I love you.
Hates anchovies.
I do, too.
I've never tried them, and I'm not planning on it.
Neither am I.
Tuesday is World Kindness Day, so.
Oh, be kind to the world.
Yeah.
That means don't litter.
That's a world day, but nationally, it's National Indian Pudding Day. I don't know what Indian pudding is.
Really? I never heard of that. No, I never heard of Indian pudding.
Okay.
If there's an Indian out there, please tell us what Indian pudding is. We'd be more than happy to know. We'll try it out.
Yeah, tweet us at Deplorable Radio on Twitter and let us know. I believe I found out Irish pudding was something weird.
Really?
Not too long ago.
Hmm. I heard a lot of weird things, but that's not one of them I heard.
Wednesday is National Pickle Day.
Ugh, no.
Really?
I hate
pickles.
Only on my hamburger.
Okay.
Your cheeseburger.
Thursday is National Raisin Bran Cereal Day.
Ooh. Ah. I love Raisin Bran.
Also on Thursday, and this should be easy because of all these food-based holidays, Thursday is also National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day.
I'm good at that.
So by the time you get through all these other national days, That should be an easy one.
You see me rolling instead of walking.
Friday, since your refrigerator is going to be cleaned out, Friday is National Fast Food Day.
I
celebrate that almost every day, sadly.
Me too.
And then Saturday is National Homemade Bread Day.
Ooh.
Do you make bread at
home? I don't make anything, but my girl's a great cook. She makes a lot of stuff.
Does she bake bread?
She can make anything she wants. She's a great cook. Baker and cook.
By the way, I asked you about your girlfriend when you got in here. She's waiting in the car right now?
Yeah, she likes being in here. She just gives me my time.
It's warm in here.
It's warm in my car, too. What do you think?
Is she listening to the show?
Yes, she is. She's got tuned in. She's listening. Well, I'll get beat later on. Don't you worry. And I thank you for that.
Well, if you're listening, you're more than welcome to come into the studio. We don't have a guest today, so we can beat up Jerry if you want.
Yeah, now I'm going to be a bad boyfriend because I let my girl stay in the car in the cold weather. Nice. Thank you, honey.
Well, hopefully you didn't make her stay.
I don't make her do anything. She can beat me up.
All right. Well, that's not hard to believe. I think just about anybody can beat you up.
Nice.
So, we were starting to talk a little bit before the show about how our NFL predictions have been going.
Oh, God.
I haven't been paying attention to the NFL because my baseball team was in the World Series.
Yeah, congratulations to the Red Sox.
That's right. Not only were they in the World Series, but they won the World Series.
Yes, they did.
And I did not get to witness the last two games of it because I was in the middle of the ocean with no Wi-Fi. But I'm not complaining because I had the time of my life. But congratulations, Boston Red Sox. Go Red Sox.
Go Red Sox.
So
I'm a
Mets
fan, though, but go Red Sox.
So while my team is still playing baseball, if football's going on, I don't really pay attention.
Baseball's all over with. It's football now.
But today, there's a few games going on.
Yes.
First of all, this past Thursday night, the Steelers beat the Carolina Panthers 52-21.
The Steelers have been hot. I'm telling you, they're a pretty good team this year.
They started out kind of slow, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
The first couple?
Yeah, they did.
Let's see. The Bengals are hosting the Saints today. Who you got in that one?
I got the Saints in that one.
Saints? All right. I think I have to agree with you. Are they ranked number one in the NFL?
The Saints? No, they're not ranked number one, but they're close to it.
I thought they were. Okay. You got the Falcons playing the Browns in Cleveland.
Yeah, I got to say that the Browns, they've been pretty, pretty good. I mean, they had their days. You get free beer for winning your game. That's pretty good. Because last year, they really stunk last year.
Oh, yeah, so Budweiser bought everyone a beer. I think you were telling us that.
Yeah, they did.
The
yes, they most certainly did.
So who you got? You got the Browns on that one, or
I'll say no.
You're going with the Falcons.
Yeah,
all right,
Falcons. Falcons are pretty good this year.
I'm gonna go with the upset on that one and go with the Browns.
You go ahead.
Just to disagree with you. Then you got the Detroit Lions going to Chicago to face the Bears.
Yep.
Lions and Bears. Who you got?
I'm gonna go with the Bears.
The Bears. I'm going with the Bears also. Then you got the Arizona Cardinals against the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
I'm going with the Chiefs.
Go ahead.
Then you got the New England Patriots coming from Titletown, going to Tennessee.
I'm telling you, the Titans are really good this year. I think it's going to be a close game, but I'm going to give it to the Patriots.
I'm going with the Patriots as well. Then you got my team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They are hosting the Washington Redskins, which is my brother Michael's team. I'm going with my team, of course.
Yeah, I'm going to go with your team too.
You're going with the Bucs?
Yeah, because they're pretty good. They're doing good this year. Some of these teams that I didn't think they were going to do well are doing really good this year. They really blew me away.
What is our record? The Bucs.
I don't know. I don't care about your.
We got to be doing better than this next team, the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills are playing the New York Jets in New Jersey.
Yeah, I'm going with the Jets in that one.
You're going with the Jets. You're going against your own team. You're wearing all Bills right here.
Well, I am a big Bills. Don't get me wrong. I love my Bills. I know how they always will, but they're not doing good this year. They got Peterson playing for a quarterback today, so that's not going to be a good game.
I was thinking of going with the Bills, but
yeah,
if I have a diehard Bills fan in here telling me the Bills are going to lose, I'm going with the Jets.
I say if they win today, I'll be shocked. I'll be ICU recovering.
Then you got the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Colts.
I'm going with the Colts with that one. See, again, no, I'm going with the Jaguars. I'm sorry, Jaguars. Jaguars are on fire this year.
I'm going to go with the Jaguars also.
Yeah, Jaguars are really good this year.
Then later in the afternoon, you got the Chargers playing against the Raiders. I'm going with the Raiders. What about you?
I'm going with the Chargers.
Okay. Seahawks playing at the Rams. I'm going with Seahawks.
Seahawks.
You're going with Seahawks also. Yep. Okay. Then you got the Dolphins at Green Bay.
I'm going with Green Bay.
All right, I'm going with the Dolphins. By the way, I just recently got back from Miami. My first time down there.
Really?
What a great city. It's beautiful down there.
I had never been to Miami.
It's if you have the chance to go, go.
I will. I will,
but I'm going with the Dolphins.
I'm thinking a road trip.
Then the night game tonight in Philadelphia. It's the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Dallas Cowboys.
Eagles all the way.
I'm agreeing with you. And then for Monday Night Football, I'm sorry, New York. I know you love your Giants, but it's the New York Giants versus the San Francisco 49ers.
I hate the 49ers with a passion. So does my girl. But I'm going to go to Giants on that one.
You're going with the Giants.
I'm going to Giants. I think the Giants can take the 49ers because the 49ers are not doing great. They got a bad year, too, on top of that. So I'm going with the Giants.
All right. I haven't been paying that much attention to know how the 49ers have been doing this year.
They're not doing good this year. But
I'll take your word for it, and I'll go with the Giants also.
But I'm going to go, you know, it's going to be flip side there.
I'll go with the Giants as well. So you were talking a little bit about a character show that you're doing, and Ed Smythe is on it. What character did you say Ed Smythe was playing?
Ed Smythe playing Jimmy Junk.
Jimmy Junk.
Jimmy Junk, yes. A junk dealer.
Junk dealer. Now, explain to me what this show is. I don't think I've ever been to a characters show.
All right. Okay, so have you ever seen What I Do, which you probably don't. You're too
which
busy.
I've already thought you were a character.
Well, yeah. Well,
if this is the real you, have made a mistake in letting you be my co-host.
Yeah. It all goes down from here, folks. No, I'm playing Ed Smythe and I are playing junk dealers. I'm going to be Jerry Junk.
Are you brothers?
No, we're co-workers. We're working.
But you
company.
Both have the same last name.
No, there's no same last name. We're just junk dealers. Okay. What it is that I go through the inventory. You ever see Sanford and Son?
Yes.
I'm Fred Sanford, and he's Lamont.
He's the big dummy?
He's the big dummy.
Out of the two of you, I mean, I don't know him very well, but out of the two of you, he's the big dummy?
I'm going to play the big dummy. Because, see, I know Sanford and Son too well. I know the characters too well. As a matter of fact, at the Ghost of Comedy one year, I played Fred Sanford at the Ghost of Comedy. I approached
that's very controversial in this day and age. You can't be playing somebody who's of a different...
They're dead. Doesn't matter. They're not going to come back and haunt me. I've been married twice.
So what is this, a play?
Well, actually, it's a show. What would happen is it's going to be Ed Smythe, Carlo Carey, Blaze at the Dark, and myself. And we're playing different characters. Like, I'm playing Jerry Junk. Ed Smythe playing Jimmy Junk. Carlo Carey playing a Catwoman.
Catwoman? Catwoman. Like from Batman?
No. Oh. It's an old lady.
Catwoman. Oh, old lady. Right. I gotcha. Okay.
And Blaze at the Dark is playing Black Trump.
Black Trump. Controversial.
He's very good at that. He does really well, and everybody loves him playing Black Trump. He's got a lot of reviews of that. He does really well with that act.
I don't know if Blaze should be playing an orange person. It's controversial.
Hey, I'm telling you, he's doing really well with that. I don't care what Trump says. Ooh, okay. Black's the new orange. I don't know.
Black is the new orange. All right, so I'm still not sure what the show is, though.
We're just doing characters. We're playing characters.
Is it stand-up?
Yes, it's stand-up. We ain't sitting down.
Okay, so you're doing...
Now, you said you watched Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Or we're doing different skits. We're playing these characters.
So you're doing like a variety show.
Yes.
Okay, and it's you and Ed performing together.
Well, yeah, we're performing together, and then Carla Carey is doing her skit, and Blaze at the Dark is doing his skit as Black Trump. Yes.
How long of a show is this?
About an hour.
And where is this taking place?
At the Eden's Cafe, 269 Osborne Road in Lawndenville. Showtime's at 7.
What day is it?
Saturday.
It's a Saturday?
Saturday night.
Oh.
You ain't doing anything to bring your girl.
Well, I usually work Saturday nights.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'd like to come check it out, though.
You should. I'm sitting the second day coming up this week.
Give us a preview of Jerry Junk.
Oh, now you want me to get in the character. Okay. Here it goes. All right. I've been out there doing inventory, coordinating all day. And I got some really good buys. I got this coffee maker for $9.99. It doesn't heat the coffee up, but you can make coffee out of it. It's a good. It looks pretty. You can use it for anything. Use it for putting flowers in it. Use it for water because it keeps it cold. Just don't put anything hot because it doesn't stay hot. So that's...
Okay. Sounds like you have a little bit of a script and you have it pretty well memorized.
Well, I only think about memorized, but I've been working on it.
Okay. And what... It's this Saturday?
This coming Saturday, up, yes.
This coming Saturday at 7 at Eden's Cafe.
Mm-hmm. If you want tickets, go on Eventbrite.com and go through the Eden's Cafe page and order your tickets. They're $7.50.
Well, you can't mention
that. Well, they're in advance, for God's sake.
Well, yeah, but you're not allowed to. Can't mention prices. All but right. If you feel like it,
or pay a full price at the door. There you go.
So it's if you're interested in this show, you can get tickets at eventbrite.com. Look for Eden's Cafe.
Okay.
Or you could pay at the door.
Right.
If you're interested.
If you're interested, yes. Showtime's at 7.
Okay.
It's a nice place.
Like an interesting thing to do. I would check it out just out of curiosity.
I tell you that Eden's Cafe is a really good place to go. Joe Ventura runs it, and he does a great job running it, and they get great food and drinks there. And there's a lot of shows to go. He does like musical shows there. He does poetry. There's a lot of stuff on there. I mean, check it out. You'll love it. It's a really good place to be.
All right. You performed recently at the Funny Bone, right?
Yes, I did.
How did that show go?
It went pretty well. There was not a lot of people there, but it was okay. It was good. It was some things I was okay about and others I wasn't okay about.
Like what? You can't just throw things out there and not say what you thought.
The thing was, the person, new girl out there, she would perform at...
there was a first-timer?
Yes, and she won.
She won?
She won.
That's very rare.
Yes, it is.
It's very rare for a first-timer.
I've been working there about a couple of years now, and twice this has happened. Twice. There was a kid, a college kid, that just performed the first time on stage there, and he won.
Mm-hmm.
But he brought everybody with him because they go by votes. So I'm thinking that he brought a bunch of people there, and
right,
they all voted for him, and that was
well,
that right there.
Yeah, comedy competitions are always BS.
I feel the same way about
most
that.
Most of the time, it's whoever brought the most people wins who's the funniest
competition. I was with some of the comedians about that, and they feel the same way as you feel, and I'm beginning to feel about it. It's just this big, you know.
But it's stage time. It gives you a chance to work.
Time. To me, it's stage time, and I enjoy doing comedy. I enjoy performing. So if I'm out there to perform and do, I'm happy with that. If I don't win anything out of the deal, I'm fine with that.
I know your show at the Funny Bone was recent because it was the day I had to pack to leave for my vacation.
Right.
I wanted to make it down to watch you, but I did not get a chance.
That's all right.
I've seen you there before, though.
I'm not upset with you. We're still friends.
But like I was saying, I had to pack that day. I was going down to Miami to...
I wasn't expecting you to be there. I knew you had to get going for your cruise. That's okay.
And I just want to talk a little bit about that cruise. It was... Honestly, the best time of my entire life.
This is your first cruise?
My very first cruise.
Well, there you go. See, it was important.
I'd like to take a cruise sometime where there's not so much to do and I can just relax.
Well, good luck with that because that doesn't happen that way. But, when you go on a cruise, you're on here for the fun.
Well, this cruise was everything I love. There was wrestling. There was rock music. There were... all kinds of podcasts on there. There was a podcast that I'll talk a little bit about that had to do with paranormal stuff, like ghosts and UFOs and stuff. There was a podcast like that on there.
Wow.
Everywhere you looked, there were wrestlers in the buffet, walking down the hall. I couldn't keep up with all the things going on. There were three or four events going on at the same time, and you had to choose which one you want to go to. And I loved everything going on
That's
the ship.
Good. That's
there were times when I was like, all right, I'm going to go catch 10 minutes of this show, and then I'm going to run and catch 10 minutes of this show, which is...
It's hard.
It is hard. You don't get to see everything, but I did not get to relax. I think at most I slept maybe 4 hours a night, but I wasn't tired at all during this cruise.
Because you're on vacation. That's one thing I learned about you're on vacation. You don't get as tired. You can do what you're, you can stay up longer and just have fun doing what you're doing. But when you have to work the next day, like, you're just dragging. I got to go home and get to bed. And it's hard.
So this cruise kicks off in Miami. Jerry the King Lawler and Jim Ross, legendary commentators from the WWE, and Jerry Lawler himself is a legendary wrestler from the Memphis days.
Mm-hmm.
They come out on stage and they do a sail away toast. Everybody gets a free shot of this New Amsterdam vodka, which was a sponsor of the cruise.
Oh, wow.
I guess it was like a screwdriver they gave us because it was mixed with orange juice. So everybody gets this drink for free, and they do a sail away toast. Jerry Lawler had a pretty funny toast. He quoted, I believe he quoted Caddyshack in his cruise.
Wow.
In his toast. And then right after that, Chris Jericho's band Fozzy takes the stage, and they just blew the place away. Like, everybody, there was around 2,500 people. This cruise was sold out. And they were all on the pool deck watching this concert, and I'm watching it, and I noticed the visual of the buildings in the background, like, kind of going away, because we're leaving the port. And I was like, wow, what a cool visual. I got, like, a video of it. I mean, this is radio, so I can't share it with everybody, I got a video of it. It's really cool. Chris Jericho singing, and in the background, you just see the buildings going away.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty cool. So there was that, and then that was followed with some wrestling on the deck. They had to get, like, a team of engineers to put this ring together for the boat, because otherwise it'd be rocking back and forth. People would be falling all over the place. they had to get engineers to figure out how to put together a wrestling show on a cruise ship. And they did a great job. All the wrestling was fantastic.
Good.
A good friend of mine, he's been on this show before. Dalton Castle was performing. He was wrestling. They did a Sea of Honor tournament, is what it was called, where it's a wrestling tournament where the winner gets a shot in the future at the World Heavyweight Championship. So Dalton Castle was in the first round match.
Did he win?
He won the first round match. The next day was the second round, and they announced that Dalton Castle had suffered a concussion and was unable to compete in the second round, but they found a suitable replacement. Get this is funny. Dalton Castle comes out as his other character, Ashley Remington, who's like this snobby rich guy. He always wears like a captain's hat. I once designed a t-shirt for this Ashley Remington character.
Oh, wow.
And I'd like to design another one. I never feel satisfied with my own artwork. But he comes out. It's his first time performing as Ashley Remington in Ring of Honor. So he comes out and he wins the second round match.
Oh, wow.
And then the third night, there was round three. And so Dalton Castle comes back out as Dalton Castle. And it was also the day that it was the port day where we went to Nassau in the Bahamas. So he comes out, and his opponent is Flip Gordon, who's this amazing wrestler. He does these amazing flips that just blow your mind. So he comes out, and he's flipping all over the ring before the match even starts, and then Dalton has the ring announcer announce that he had suffered a severe case of sunburn and would appreciate it if Flip Gordon does not touch any part of his body.
Oh, my God. That's too funny.
Yeah, he's a crazy funny guy. And then every time he got touched by Flip Gordon, the crowd reacted as if he really had a sunburn. Like, oh!
Well, that they were chanting. Really hurt.
There were some crazy crowd chants. They were chanting SPF. They were chanting aloe vera.
Well, that's good.
But unfortunately, Dalton lost the third round.
Oh.
Flip Gordon, who beat him in the third round, went on to the finals, and he beat Jay Briscoe to win the tournament.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations to Flip Gordon. But it was an amazing tournament. Plus, they had other matches going on that weren't part of the tournament. They had the Bullet Club, who is no longer going by the name The Bullet Club. It was one of the most popular gimmicks in wrestling, the Bullet Club. You see the t-shirts everywhere.
Okay, all right.
Well, these six members, I believe it was six, five or six members of the Bullet Club, they announced on the ship that they are no longer part of the Bullet Club, and now just these members who had broken away are now going by the name The Elite.
Oh, wow.
And they explained it all on one of Chris Jericho's podcasts on the ship. They said that they're all about giving back to the fans. They know like fans like the ones on the cruise paid a lot of money to be there, so they want to make sure the fans get a little extra, you know.
Well, that's good.
They're happy.
That's good.
And the group that they had just broken away from, the Bullet Club, which originated in Japan, and there's still like four or five members out there, they weren't about the fans, really. They were about making money.
Right.
So they decided it was in their best interest to just break away and become the Elite.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Kenny Omega, who was recently ranked the number one wrestler in the world by PWI. They do an annual top 500 wrestlers thing. Mm-hmm. He was on the ship. He's part of the Elite.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Cody Rhodes, who's the son.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's the son of Dusty Rhodes. Yep. He's part of the Elite, the Young Bucks. I actually had a cool moment. I didn't get a photo from it. I didn't get a video from it. I didn't even get an autograph. But I was out there watching the wrestling, and I had a bucket of beer because they had a special with a beer. If you buy a bucket, you save a certain amount of money. So I had a whole bucket of beer, and then I left the wrestling a little bit early, and I got on an elevator to get down to my cabin. And the elevator stops on the next floor, and I'm like, oh, great. Someone's getting on this elevator with me. And I look up, and it's Cody Rhodes and his wife and a big security guard, and they get on the elevator with me.
Wow.
I somehow spilt water all over the elevator. I didn't realize
Good
it
going.
Because of the bucket.
Oh, my God.
So Brandi Rhodes mentions it. She's like, oh, there's water everywhere. I'm like, oh, that's probably me because of my bucket. I'm sorry. And it was 80s night, and I was wearing a He-Man and the Masters of the Universe t-shirt.
I didn't see that in the video on your pictures.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm wearing a Masters of the Universe t-shirt, and Cody sees it, and he's like, hey, awesome shirt, man. And I'm like, oh, thank you.
Oh.
See, there's a picture. Like the shorts.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It was 80s night.
Boy, were you a geek.
So Cody sees it. He's like, hey, awesome shirt, man. I'm like, oh, thank you. And he's like, hey, do you remember that one episode of He-Man where they found out that He-Man and She-Ra were brother and sister? I'm like, yeah. I vaguely remember it, and I had been drinking, but I was like, yeah, I remember that.
Sure.
He's like, that's my favorite VHS.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, that's cool. And before I could say any more, I was at my floor, so I was like, all right, have a good trip.
Let me see that picture again. Let me see that picture again.
Yeah, sure.
I know you folks can't see this picture, but you look like you're not going trick-or-treating. What? And Cody Rhodes, see, just like that, he said, nice outfit. And I see the band. What is up with the bandana?
That's not a bandana. That's a sweatband.
Well, same thing, sweatband.
Headband.
Headband. Wow. Like, you look like Olivia Newton-John with a bad hairdo.
So, like I said, it was 80s night. They sure had three different theme nights. The day we got on was Rep Your Roots. So you got to wear something that has to do with where you come from so other people on the ship see where you came from.
Oh.
And so I found a t-shirt actually at the airport, at the Albany airport before we had left for Miami. It said all the stuff about, you know, you're from upstate New York when blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I see.
I also had a New York State hat, which was hard to find considering I'm not a Yankees fan and I refuse to wear that.
Well, you could wear a Mets one. Hello.
Nah.
Now, of course not. Why would we do that?
So there was Rep Your Roots night, which was okay. And then there was 80s or 90s night. You get to dress depending on which decade you wanted. So me and my girlfriend Bonnie chose the 80s. And I think I pulled it off pretty well with the outfit that you just saw.
Yeah.
I was getting compliments everywhere I went. Both of us were.
Physical. All right, that's enough of that.
Everywhere we went, people were like, oh, great costumes. And the funny thing is, none of the stuff I was wearing was purchased in a costume store, in a Halloween section at a store. This was all legit stuff that I had purchased.
In your closet?
No, I purchased.
Oh, you bought it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those shorts. Those shorts. Yeah. Believe it or not, I purchased those at a sporting goods store in 2018.
I just remember my 80s animals got sick. That's me back in the 80s. Oh my God! How horrible could that be?
And the last day of the cruise was the day before Halloween, so they had a Halloween / wrestling theme. So,
which I did see that costume.
I dressed as Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yes, you did. And I say, I was portraying your photo with the real Hot Rod.
Yeah.
And you just portrayed him this perfectly.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
You were like the spin image of Roddy Piper.
I appreciate that. I was actually walking down the hallway that night dressed as Piper, and Mick Foley was coming the other way. And right away he goes, "Hey, Hot Rod."
Thought you were dead.
He didn't say that.
No, I'm sorry you were thinking that.
But I had like the old Panther t-shirt that he wore in the early 80s.
Yep, I remember that.
And so he stopped. He took a picture with me. He's like, "Hey, Piper always had that Panther shirt, didn't he?"
He did. Yep.
So that was a lot of fun. Like I said, there were podcasts. Do you ever watch the show Impractical Jokers?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Sal and Q from Impractical Jokers apparently have a podcast of their own called What Say You, I believe is the name of it.
Oh, wow.
They were there, so I got my picture with Sal and Q. My girlfriend, that was her favorite part of the entire cruise because she's got some weird celebrity crush on Sal from Impractical Jokers. So,
yeah, those guys are cool. I like them guys. They're pretty cool. They're pretty wacky, I tell you. Yeah, I was wacky. They're more wackier than I am. That's like me, Ed Smythe. It's just not right.
They had a great show. During one of the wrestling, they had like 8 wrestling segments where it was like blocks of wrestling matches.
Oh, wow.
So it was like 8 little wrestling shows. During one of them, I had left like right before this happened, but I heard about it all over the ship afterwards. A duck actually came out of nowhere. We're in the middle of the ocean. We don't know where this came from. A duck came out of the sky, landed in somebody's lap in the front row. We all thought it died.
Oh, my God, really?
The commentators, which were Colt Cabana and Jay Lethal, started going crazy over it. Colt Cabana was on Sal and Q's podcast, and he started talking about it. He's like, "We were given strict instructions to take this tournament as seriously as possible."
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden this duck comes down and I lose my mind. He's like, "This is the greatest thing I've ever seen in the history of pro wrestling."
The duck wanted to beat the duck. Like, I want in on this now. That must have been a disco duck. That died back in the 70s, early 80s.
I don't know where it came from because we're in the middle of the ocean. They don't fly that far.
Came from the sky. Hello.
Yeah, but they don't fly that far, that long of a distance.
Depends.
This thing had to be exhausted.
Could have been a Canadian duck. I don't know.
Well, he was way off track if he was Canadian.
He sure was.
Because we're down in...
Yeah, because I don't think ducks fly that far, do they?
I don't know.
I know geese do. I know geese fly pretty far. I don't know about ducks, though.
And then, like I mentioned before, there was the Beyond the Darkness podcast talking about ghosts and stuff. I actually got front row for their live podcast.
Oh, really?
That was a lot of fun. They did 3 different events, Beyond the Darkness. They did a live podcast. They did a UFO summoning, which is
really
interesting. And they did a bar crawl where we stopped at 5 or 6 different bars on the ship and they told ghost stories. The UFO summoning, they took a group of us out onto one of the decks. This freaked me out. All right. They had us lean up against the railing. The guy instructed us through this whole thing. He knows what he's doing with paranormal stuff. He's been doing it his whole life. He instructed us to close our eyes, put our hand out. He said, now imagine everything that's ever held you back. It was a very positive message that he was giving us. Whether we saw a UFO or not, it was a very positive message. So he has us close our eyes, picture everything that's ever held us back in our life. I, of course, imagined comedy bookers and club owners. He said, now picture them as a rock in your hand. Now, take that rock and throw it into the ocean. Let go of anything that's ever held you back.
Wow.
Very positive message. And then he said, now open your eyes and look out into the distance, and we're going to summon some kind of light to come up from the ocean because we're in the Bermuda Triangle. There's UFOs down there. Let's face it. So he's like, we're gonna ask these lights to come up. We have all positive energy now. All of a sudden, wouldn't you know this? Out in the distance, we see lights, like shooting up in the air, coming down, like moving all over the place.
Wow!
It freaked us out. Most of us, anyway. So I'm staring at this like, what are we seeing right now? Right? Took me about 15 to 20 minutes to realize we're on our way back to Miami, and that's probably the airport. But it was very well done where this guy really, really got us thinking we were seeing UFOs.
Coming in from the sky with lights on, and that's not a UFO, that's a plane. Don't get freaked out over that.
It was very well done.
Buckle your seatbelts.
Even though I figured out what the magic trick was, yep. I had fun doing it because for a few minutes, had me, you know?
Wow.
And like I said, whether you see a UFO or not, it was a very positive message to just let go of anything that's ever held you back in life.
That was just a plane taking a left-hand turn.
So there was that, and then there was also the bar crawl, which was a little bit later that same night, where it was a good deal for all the drinks. You got, I believe it was 5 drinks, but I did the math, and it was like 5 drinks for the price of 2.
Oh, wow.
So it was really good. And they told ghost stories, which some of it I recorded on my phone. I don't think I can play any of it on here because of language.
Right. No, you don't want to do that. There'd be a ghost radio station.
I mean, it was a large group of us drunks just going around the ship, and a lot of stuff was being yelled out.
I think you get you guys all drunk and say the stupid stuff like this. Yeah, we saw a real ghost there. That was Casper, their friendly ghost.
I do have a clip, though, that I want to play from their live podcast. This is a very short sort of a ghost story. They were talking about how they had spoken with some of the wrestlers, like, they had like a private area for the performers. So they had gone to some of the other wrestlers and asked them if they had any ghost stories, you know, seeing if any of them want to come on the live podcast. Well, they went to Kenny Omega, who is not part of the live podcast, but they did share his story. I'll play that right now for you. It's pretty weird.
Help me out yesterday. Too many drinks already.
Kenny Omega?
Wrestler, good-looking
Kenny
guy.
Omega.
What?
Kenny Omega.
Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
Goes, so I go, Kenny, have you ever had a paranormal experience? And he goes, oh, just, I think one, I can't be sure. And I go, all right, well, would you tell me about it? He goes, sure. He goes, we were doing this, we call it Hell Tour. So we're traveling all around. We do really crappy small places. And he goes, and we're at like this school. And we have to stay in the school. And the janitor puts us up in the gym, but we have to stay in like the, you know, like the equipment room. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I wouldn't wander too far because this place is crazy haunted. I'm going to turn the lights on only to the bathroom. So you go to the bathroom and get back here as quick as possible.
Oh, no.
And Kenny's like, all right. And it freaks out all the rest of the wrestlers, he said, on the card, right? Nobody wants to go down there. And at one point, he can't wait anymore. He's got to go to the bathroom. So he goes down. He gets in the bathroom. He's in the stall. And the light starts flickering on and off and then goes off. And he's like, all right, one of the other guys is screwing with him. And he goes, turn on the light. Boom, light goes on. He's like, all right. And then it goes off again. He goes, knock it off. Boom, light comes back on. Then he hears something walking around, right? So he has this experience, kind of freaks him out. Then the next day when he goes to wrestle, he runs back to his room. He goes to wrestle, opens up his bag. His costume is shredded. Like Freddy Krueger tore it apart,
like claws.
Right?
Wow!
And he's such a nice guy, right? Kenny Omega's like, yeah, my costume shredded. And I'm like, hey, now I have nothing to wear tomorrow, right? That's his main concern. He's just like, so, oh, geez, and he goes, so it shreds up the costume, and then he goes, then my life just goes to hell. Every bad thing that could possibly happen. I'm getting injuries. Things are going bad in my life. And then he had a dream that took him back to that school like months later.
Yeah.
And he faced this childlike demon ghost and he ends up squaring off. And his words to me is
they're
he's
squaring
like,
off?
He goes, dude, I cried like a bitch. Mm. And I'm like, really? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, and I just like, I don't know what I did to offend you. I'm sorry. I'm not here to cause any problems. You know, please just let me go. And he kind of smiled at him and vanished. And then his life turned completely around. But there was a moment where wow. he dreamt himself back to that school, mm-hmm. faced what was bothering him, and at that point forward, there was no more trouble.
Yeah.
And so in...
So that's one of the ghost stories that was told wow. by Kenny Omega to these wow. guys. He wasn't sure if it counted as paranormal. I think it does.
It does. I think it does, too, because the way he talked about that dream and the stories about that, that's pretty much, yeah.
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 Have you ever experienced anything paranormal?
My life.
Have you ever seen or well, witnessed any kind
well, of... There's been things in my life that I had dreamed about, and then... Maybe about 6 months to a year later, it actually happened.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. That's more of like a intuition, like a premonition. Like,
premonition, yeah, 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 yeah. But as far as something like that, no.
Okay.
I do see like shadow. Like when I go to the cemetery to visit my children, I have two children that are buried in the cemetery. They died. They were babies. But when I go there to talk to them, I see shadows of them.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like there. Oh.
Interesting.
There, you know, it's like when you're, it can be hazy, hot, and humid outside. There's no air whatsoever. But when I go to the cemetery to visit my kids, you can feel the wind starts blowing.
Uh huh.
And it's weird because it's not blowing nowhere else. There's a flag in the middle of the cemetery, a flag mm-hmm. that's not even moving.
Yeah.
But yet, where I'm at, but the cemetery where my kids are buried at, the wind's blowing.
I want to get a paranormal expert as a guest on the show. I don't know any, though, but I'd like to find
either,
one.
But yeah, we should find one.
I was happy that I had the chance to talk to these guys, though, on the ship. I actually experienced a lot of stuff with my day job.
Really?
Yes. The office for my day job, I swear, is haunted.
Wow.
That almost like, any given night that you go in there by yourself or with a coworker, it's never in the daytime when there's a lot of people there.
Right.
You can see all kinds of lights turning on by themselves, which some people explain as motion detector lights. Mm-hmm. And maybe a mouse or something ran in there. Fine, maybe. I don't know.
Nah, I don't believe that.
But I've heard doors slamming before. And
that's
I know,
just the wind blowing. There's no wind blowing.
No. Not yeah. in the building. And yeah. I know there's nobody else in there.
Right.
there was
the mouse.
And the craziest night that I had there... Co-workers tend to go there in groups now because a lot of us experience the same stuff in there, and it's kind of freaky. One of the craziest nights, I'm outside in the parking lot, and I'm venting about the job because it's a stressful job,
mm-hmm.
So it helps to vent. And all of a sudden, like, I'm distracted by this one window in the building. Now, it's backlit because there's a light on in the hallway behind this office that the window is in, and... I feel like I see something in the window, but I can't really tell. It looks kind of like a shadow of an upper body. I see like a head and shoulders, but I'm like distracted by it because I'm trying to explain it away in my own head. Like, what could this possibly be?
Right.
And so I don't say anything. And all of a sudden my coworker points out the same window and says, "Do you see that?" I'm like, "Is it like a shadow?" And he goes, "Yeah, it's like a head and shoulders." I'm like, "Yeah, I see that." And it almost feels like something's watching us.
Could be.
So as soon as I say it almost feels like something is watching us, in another part of the building, and nobody is in this building, another part of the building, a light turns on as soon as I said that.
Wow. That's creepy.
We looked at each other, jumped in our cars, started to take off, and as soon as we started to leave, a motion detector light wouldn't do this. It turned off.
Yeah, that's creepy. I say it's a ghost. Well, like in my story, the same way they said that someone had died years ago, they're a big drinker, you know?
Yeah.
And my, at nighttime, this happened at nighttime. It doesn't happen during the daytime. It happens at nighttime. The door opened up and shut.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, "All right, get your stuff. Get out of my store, you know? You don't have to pay for it. Just get out of here, you know?" But yeah, I think that there is some sort of, because I remember saying, I would say this, I said, "No, there's no such thing as a ghost," but I think there is ghosts out there. Yeah. I think that everybody has their own way of knowing it.
Real quick, there was another night. This isn't as creepy as the story I just told, but it's up there.
Nugget, you're creeping me out.
It was like 10:30 at night. I was working a late night. I brought one of my clients to a baseball game, and on the way back, we stopped at this office to drop off some paperwork. Now, I'm dropping off the paperwork, and my client is in the building also, and he's around the corner. All of a sudden, I hear a door close, and as I hear it, he's coming around the corner to where I am. I'm like, did you just go through a door? Like, where were you? He's like, no, I didn't go through a door. I'm like, okay, whatever. And I'm thinking in the back of my mind, well, he probably did something, and I heard that. Well, about 30 seconds later, it's just me and him in the building. 10:30 at night, nobody else is there. We're walking through the building on our way out, and I hear a door start to rattle like somebody's trying to open a door.
No
There's
way.
Nobody there.
Oh, wow. I'd be out of there. I'd be looking for another job because I don't want no part of that. Don't
Crazy
hurt
stuff.
Me, please. Don't hurt me.
But that's why I say I'd love to get like a paranormal expert.
That'd be a good idea.
If there's anybody out there who has experience dealing with the paranormal and you're listening to this, reach out to us on Twitter at Deplorable Radio. Let me know. And
yeah, please.
I'd love to interview you.
Absolutely. Me too.
We're winding down. We only have a few minutes left. I can't believe it.
That's it? Are you kidding me? Boy,
there's so much more I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about the election. Real quick, what's your opinion on the election?
I don't vote.
You don't vote.
I don't vote.
Well, you're the problem.
No, the problem is there's one out there now.
Well, I voted this time. Normally, I only vote if it's a presidential election.
Yeah, that's the way I do.
This one seemed important.
Well, they're all important. They're all important. But the thing is that in my eyes, this is my eyes only, that this world's already a mess already as it is. No matter who you get in there, it's not getting any better. You see, every day you see the paper, all these political things going on, and it's so sad. It's just... I just can't do it.
Yeah. I feel like if you look at the map of New York State, now, I'm not a fan of Cuomo as governor. Mm-hmm. There might be some fans out there.
No, there is. I'm sure.
Well, obviously, he won.
Yeah,
but,
obviously.
If you look at the map of the results, he won New York City and Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from that, he won 6 out of 50 counties upstate.
Wow.
And he still won the election.
I think it's the way I look at it. If you got money and you got power, you can do anything you want. If you ain't got no money and no power, forget about it. That's the way I look at it. I used to vote yearly. I mean, with the presidential elections, but after these last couple of these, with all that's been going with politics, but scandalism and money laundering and all that, I just can't do it.
You know what it shows me though, and I think a lot of people see this too. The importance of the Electoral College.
Yeah.
A small area on a map dictates what goes on for the rest of the map. Mm-hmm. I mean...
Yeah, they do.
There's no Electoral College for gubernatorial races, but if there was, he wouldn't win this election.
Exactly. Exactly. So I just say, you know, yes, everybody should have a voice, but I don't feel that everybody does have a voice. I don't think that they don't have it anymore. They used to. But I don't think they do have any anymore. I think it's about what they want to hear, or what they want. It's not about the actual problem in the world. I mean, there's too much going on in this world, and I just think everybody thinks this person's going to make a difference, and they really don't make a difference. It just breaks my heart.
Yeah. I wanted to get more into that. There's so much more I wanted to talk about, but we're winding down, like I said. Next month is probably going to be our Christmas special. I've done it the last 2 years. The first Christmas special I had my son in here. Mm-hmm. He was a horrible interview. He barely spoke, but we played some Christmas music. Last year, I had Santa Claus.
Yeah, I remember. I saw him recently.
I don't know if I can get him back on.
Oh, what the fuck! I'm a good friend with Santa Claus, so I'll
I know
talk
you,
to him.
You hooked me up with that.
Yeah, I told you.
He's a busy guy. We'll see if we can get him back.
I get him free coffee every time I see him.
But we'll do something next month for our Christmas special. That'll be Sunday, December 9th, right here on Jason Smith's Deplorable Radio Show.
Beautiful.
The Deplorable Christmas Special.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Jerry, they can find you at Eden's Cafe this Saturday at 7.
Yes. I'll also be at Lark Tavern this Monday in Albany. I'll be at the Lobby on Tuesday. Wednesday will be Savoy's in Albany next to the Lark Tavern. Thursdays, I'll be at the Hudson River Coffee Shop. And then Saturday night, I will be at Eden's Cafe.
All right. And you can find the show at Deplorable Radio on Twitter. Going to leave you now with a little bit of Fozzy. All right. See you next month, everybody.
Take care.